Global Groove wordt mogelijk gemaakt door Jado Media. Heeft u een DJ nodig voor uw evenement? Is het een bedrijfsevenement? Is het een sportevenement? Wilt u uw bruiloft onvergetelijk maken? Look no further. Jado Media is uw partner in muzikaal entertainment met meer dan 20 jaar ervaring. Boek nu uw feest op jadomedia.com. Dat is jadawmedia.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Global Groove with your host, Jada, on Radio Salto.
Dames en heren, friends and foes, jongens en meiden, cari amici, welcome to Global Groove episode 20. Tonight, it's me, Jada, in the studio, in Studio 5 in beautiful Amsterdam, live for you for an hour, which is gonna be completely unplugged. Yes, I had a plan for episode 20, but as you know, sometimes in life things don't go according to plan. So I was left with something that, thinking good of it, is something that I do every time I get on the decks for my events. I improvise. I press play and I see where the flow brings us. And that is the spirit for tonight. We are gonna talk about DJing, of course, because Global Groove, as you know, is the best place if you're a DJ. And we're gonna talk about resilience, we're gonna talk about all-round DJing, we're gonna talk a little bit about my story, where I come from, and what brought me to be here tonight with you guys and to have the privilege of making my passion my work. So, you know, as some may know, some may not know, I'm Italian. I live in the Netherlands since 2013. I arrived at a point of my life where I wanted to be somewhere else and not in Italy anymore. And Holland was the best place, as you know, a very DJ-friendly country. And in a way, a place that we always admired in Italy. So I moved here and yeah, long story short, now I'm here with you here on Radio Salto. And we're gonna go a little bit more deep into that. First off, I want to play some music as we always do. And this is probably one of the first tracks that I was listening in the times before I started DJing. I was listening a lot to the radio and I was buying cassettes, I was buying CDs, and I always had this this song on the radio, and probably this was one of the first songs that, I don't know, it left something in my head. And it's from this group called Fool's Garden, and the song is called Lemon Tree. Let's listen to it.
I'm sitting here in the boring room. It's just another rainy Sunday afternoon. I'm wasting my time, I got nothing to do. I'm hanging around, I'm waiting for you, but nothing ever happens, and I wonder. I'm driving around in my car. I'm driving too fast, I'm driving too far. I'd like to change my so lonely, I'm waiting for you, but nothing ever happens, and I wonder. I wonder how, I wonder why. Yesterday you told me about the blue, blue sky, and all that I can see is just a yellow lemon tree. I'm turning my head up and down. I'm turning, 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 turning around. Another lemon tree. Isolation
By Fool's Garden, this German group that released this song in 1995, which got some definitely good air time in Italy, and it sort of resonated with me in the times where I was looking for inspiration, when I was listening so much to music in order to overcome stress. In my growing up, I had to move two times, and when you're a little boy growing up, you know, that's a little bit stressful because you struggle a little bit to make some friends. So one thing that was always there for me was music. So I think that was one of the first things that brought me so close to music, that brought me to listen it so deeply, because it, as many of you can agree, music sometimes is also a cure. It's something where we can deep our thoughts, and something that resonates with our emotions. And sometimes it's also a friend that is there for us when you don't have the chance to have a lot of friends, when you are introvert, when you feel that you need somebody and there is not there. Music is there for you. And music was my friend in a lot of moments, still is. And tonight we're gonna listen to a lot of music that meant a lot for me. Another group that it's a group that is reasonably commercial, but this song, I really love this song, because when it came out, it sort of was this sort of rock ska thing. Like, I love ska, I love rock, I love a lot of bands. I don't love only electronic music. As an all-round DJ, you know, you need to love music from a lot of genres, because the secret of all-round DJing is to be able to master different genres and to play a set which people of different music taste can enjoy. And that is something that, you know, you build up by having basically a big love for pop music in general, and also by just being like curious and experimenting and always listening to new stuff, never stagnating on the same place, basically. And so let's go into this song. I really wanna listen to it, because I love this group, Smash Mouth, with Walking on the Sun. Let's go.
Somebody's fast for the recipe. This with the tears because a baby's life has been revoked. The bond is broke, got so choke up and foe. Kiss on the close up, missed our wheels, I can't reform. No God like Hocus Pocus, so don't sit back, kick back and watch the world get pushed. Whack news that's in your neighborhood is under attack. Put away the crack before the crack put you away. You need to be there when your baby's old enough to relay.
So don't delay, act now, supplies are running out. Allow if you're still alive, 6 to 8 years to arrive. And if you follow the may be out tomorrow. But if the offer's shunned, you might as well be walking on the sun. You might as well be walking on the sun.
Walking on the Sun by Smash Mouth, this song from 1997 from this American group, which released these songs in times of police brutality. I later found out that it was made as a sort of like a social and a racial battle cry, as a sort of like, can't we all get along? It was a time when we had one of the first episodes of modern police brutality, like in 1991, when Rodney King was beaten up by police personnel in Los Angeles. So this song was a little bit of an outcry, like, why cannot we all get together? And besides that, I really loved this song. It was played in Italy by Radio DJ, which is a radio which is still one of the main outlet of music in my country, and this was one of the songs that was in heavy rotation and really got me, and that is why tonight on Global Groove I'm playing it to you. So as you notice, I'm playing already after two songs. We are really in the 90s, and in the 90s is where my love for music really blew up, and in more genres. And I was also watching a lot of movies. I was watching a lot of commercials. You know, like in Italy, we are basically slaves. We were slaves of TVs. And in the 80s and the 90s, we had some of the best commercials with some of the top artists that were featured in these commercials for all sorts of products. And one thing that I was really in love with was the big revolution that was happening in UK with electronic music, with rave music. And I want to play one track that I found out by watching the movie Trainspotting, which is a movie which is a it's to make everybody aware of what not to do and how to stay away from a certain type of drugs, and it was really something that we all watched when we were kids. And this song in particular from the legends that are Underworld is one of the anthems of rave music and 90s music, and we're gonna listen it right now. This is Born Sleepy. Sleepy from Underworld, from the album Second Toughest in the Infants. What a track. This track got so many good feedbacks, like Mix Mag in 2004 voted this track as the fourth best dance track ever, and The Guardian named it the most experimental and sonically extreme hit of the 90s. Alongside the Chemical Brothers 1996 single Setting Sun, which is also another mega bomb. And these were the songs that shaped a little bit my taste in music and sort of started to drag me in towards clubbing and big sort of parties with people dancing and going all out. And I want to remain a little bit in the UK, and I want to play a track from a group which is also very influential for me. This track is not an old track, it's from 2018 from the album No Tourist, but it's such a bomb that I don't know, I listen to it as the older tracks, and this is from The Prodigy and is Need Someone. Let's go. Someone by The Prodigy on Radio Salto Global Groove, the show where if you are a DJ, you just need to stay locked. So, what can we say about The Prodigy? Well, first off, rest in peace Keith Flint, rest in peace Leroy Thornhill, rest in peace Sharky, and still big ups to Liam Howlett and Maxim, which are bringing the name forward of this legendary ensemble from UK. and it left indelible mark in all of the ones that witnessed it, and it will be a legacy like none other. Let's go forward. I want to still remain in the movie realm, and I want to play a song from a legendary producer, which is called Clint Mansell, and it's taken from a movie which currently is available on Amazon to stream. It's a movie from 1998. It's a black and white movie, and it talks about mathematics, Kabbalah, and has on it memorable names like Massive Attack and Gus Gus. So the movie is called Pi, P-I, and this is PR2 from Clint Mansell. Enjoy. Was Pi by Clint Mansell, British producer. So we remain in UK and we keep talking about films. But it's time to move from UK. I want to listen to another track which I was listening a lot to by the radio, and it's from a Canadian ensemble, actually, from a DJ and a group of singers. I'm talking about a Bran Fun 3000, and it's an ensemble composed by Canadese DJ Jamie DiSalvo, which then collaborated with a series of singers that changed in time, and I want to play one of his most famous tracks from 1997, and it's Drinking in LA, and this will be basically the last track from my upbringing, and after that we're gonna go into the next phase of my upbringing, which was my DJing side. But first, let's listen to Drinking in LA from Brand Fun 3000.
Hi, my name is Stereo Mike.
Yeah, we got three tickets to the Brand Van concert happening this Monday night at the Pacific Palisades. You can all in if you want to answer a couple of questions. Mainly, what is Todd's favorite cheese? Jackie just called up and said it was a form of rock for. Let's see if it's that.
Give us a ring ding ding. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, Todd, this is Liquid. Ring a ding a ding. Three Brand Van tickets, man. What do you think? Time, there?
Slide,
yeah, mighty thirsty, Albert.
I woke up again this morning with the sun in my eyes. When Mike came over with a script surprise. A mafioso story with a twist. A two-wall fool, Julie Numa, here to get your ass out of bed. Hey. I said, I'll explain it on the way. But we did nothing.
Absolutely nothing that day. And I say, what the hell am I doing drinking in LA at 26? I got the fever for the flavor, the payback for the labor. Still I need a fix.
And the girls on the bus kept on laughing at us. Again, flaring out the G-Funk, sipping on juice and gin. Just me and a friend, feeling kind of groovy, working on a movie.
Yeah, right.
But we did nothing, absolutely buckets that day. And I'll say, what the hell am I doing drinking in LA at 26?
With my mind on my money, my money on mine.
Drinking in LA by Brand Fun 3000. What a nice track here on Radio Salto. Thank you for joining in. If you just tuned in, this is a special episode, if you may. We're going completely off script. This is completely improvised because we love to do whatever we want here at Global Groove. I always had to follow a script, so to speak, in my life, and I'm in a moment where I can decide basically what to do, and tonight is no exception, and we're gonna be together until 10 o'clock listening to music and watching going through the moments where I basically took important turning points in my growing up. So after this period, after all this time listening to these beautiful songs, I started to going, thanks to a friend that introduced me to DJing, I started to going to this record store that was in my town, and I was basically there. I was this like 16, 17 year kid there, and I was checking vinyls, and after two times the owner of that store, which is Mauro, came to me and said, "What the hell are you doing there?" And after I explained him that my passion and my aspiration was to become a DJ, he welcomed me in the store, and after some time he started to advise me records, and that was really nice because he introduced me to a lot of producers which very influential in my upbringing, and one of them is this duo called Bassman Jax, and I want to play one track of them which I have on vinyl, and was one of the vinyls that I was buying back then, and we're gonna listen to it, and then we're gonna go a little bit more further into my first years as a DJ. Let's go. This is Red Alert on Radio Salto.
Don't panic. Ain't nothing going on.
Red Alert from the British duo Basement Jacks on Radio Salto. This was one of the many records that I had the pleasure to listen at this record store, Disco Service. And one of the other producers that Mauro would tell me about is this legendary producers from America. Let's not forget that in late 90s, the house scene in Chicago was almost 10 years old, and one of their most high exponents, shall we say, is none other than Todd Terry. And he was telling me about this song called The Preacher. And one time he gave me a cassette with a mix that he made. And this was what was on it.
In the beginning he created a groove, and with this groove he made us move, and it set our souls free. House was a way of life, and it made you reach out and raise your hands in the air to rejoice and sing a song of love, sing a song of peace, sing a song of happiness. House was our light of day, and it shone on our souls. 3 o'clock in the morning, on and on and on and on and on. House was our release, house was our sanctuary, house was our prayer. Can you feel it like I feel it? Is there something feeling good in your soul? In the beginning there was truth, and in that truth there lived a sound, and it picked you up off the ground, and the beating of the drum, the bottom of the bass, the pop and the snare made you throw your hands in the air. Can you feel it like I feel it? Is there something feeling good in your soul? In the beginning there was joy, and the joy spread out through all the land. The music was our teacher, the leader was our preacher. Don't tell me if I reach out.
The Preacher from Todd Terry, 1997. What a track. Just by listening to it, you almost feel like you are in a crowd, in a sweaty crowd, watching at the DJ, which like the master of ceremony, like the master, like the director of an orchestra, makes you groove to the beat. Yes, yes, my people. So please check Todd Terry and all of his releases. There's so much more to say. There's so much more to listen that we're doing tonight. But I'm trying, you know, to take you on a journey, and we need to pinpoint some moments that were influential for me. And one more moment that was very influential for me is when I discovered a German producer called Paul Karlbrenner. And is a legend, and in 2008 he got even more known around the world for a movie which featured him playing as himself, releasing a record, and that movie is called Berlin Calling. So ladies and gentlemen, enjoy Sky and Sand by Paul Karlbrenner.
Rest, you will find me in the place I know the best. Dance and shout then, flying to the moon. Don't have to worry, 'cause I'll be come back soon. I found myself alive in the palm of your hand.
Sky and Sand by Paul Kalkbrenner here on Radio Salto Global Groove. Let's go. Wow. The episode has almost flew away because, you know, when you listen to nice music, you really don't see the clock anymore. And, well, what I have to say is that this is just a part of the music that I've listened after this period, which lasted 2 years, where I spent basically every day closed in my bedroom, learning how to mix, listening a lot to the radio, to the mixes of the DJs that I loved. Shout out to Molella, shout out to Albertino, shout out to Prezioso. I learned a certain style of mixing, and after that I took a sort of break from dance music, and from 2001 until 2010 I went deeply into production and into hip-hop and into DJ battles, and that was a moment where I learned a lot, of course, a new style of mixing, a total other world of producers and artists. And that was really important for me because in my upcoming as an all-round DJ, that made me experiment something that I've never tried. And coming up in a country like Italy, and most definitely in a small region, I had to travel a lot to the big cities in order to see concerts, because let's say that while dance and house music were genres that were much more known in Italy, things like hip-hop developed in a different way, let's say. Not in a commercial way, wasn't exactly everywhere. So I had to go hop on a train and sometimes go to Rome, sometimes go to Bologna, sometimes go to Milan, sometimes go to Vicenza, these big cities in Italy where there were promoters that would organize, like, for instance, concerts and nights where you could just go and like dance to that music. Shout out to the Palladium Club in Italy, rest in peace DJ Ciso. This was one example where you could go and have like an experience like in a American club with hip hop music, and there were like very fun nights, and I had the chance also to DJ for a group and open a lot of concerts, get in touch with a lot of artists. And that was one memorable moment of my upbringing as a DJ. I also did scratch battles in Italy, and thanks to my very good friend DJ Faxer, I had the honor of participating at the World DMC in London and represent Italy in the team category. The team category is basically a group, a DJ band that performs a routine of 6 minutes where every component does a sound, like maybe the drums or maybe the bass or maybe the piano, etc. And for good 3 years we did battles and we hook up, and there was a very nice experience just to be with other people. Just it's scratch and DJ battles is something that is different compared to mixing in clubs, etc. It's something more of a niche where you have the chance to hang out with fellow DJs in a different way and just perform together as if you would play an instrument. And also something that is really correlated to this is also scratch music. So using the sounds and, you know, and manipulating them on turntables in a musical way, that is also very interesting. And that is something that I did for a long time, and this is something that I still do. If you go check myself on if you go check me on Instagram on Jado Media, JDAW Media, you can see videos of me doing some freestyles, scratch on beats, and showing a little bit what this art is about. So, okay, I want to play another track right now, and I want to pay homage to my hip-hop times. Probably it's going to be the last track for today, and I want to play a track from Busta Rhymes, this very successful rapper for the golden era, produced by one of the DJs that was very influential for me in my production times, that is DJ Scratch. And this is the whole world looking at me from the 1997 album When Disaster Strikes. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to remind you that this episode will be available after 11 and from tomorrow on the website of Radio Salto and on globalgrooveradio.nl. Follow us on Instagram, Global Groove Amsterdam, and on TikTok, Global Groove Amsterdam. And follow me, Jado, on Jado Media, JDAW Media. This was a pleasure. This was something that was completely unplugged. This was just me talking to you, and I hope you had a good time as I did. One love. Enjoy.
The whole world looking at me, watching and waiting to see if I fulfill my destiny.
Yeah.
The whole world looking at me.
Yeah. I feel so imperious. Yeah. I feel great.
I fulfill my destiny. The whole world looking at me.
I feel so supreme.
Watching and waiting to see.
Yeah.
Fulfill my destiny.
I feel so good
looking at me.
Interruption cause a major concussion. Don't be swollen, son. We need a couple buffering. Peep my post production. Follow my instruction. Bounce back a repercussion. Cause mass destruction. Fuck around straight until your plan malfunction. Sit your ass down.
Hey,
bouncing out the flushing. Check extra P by the boom. Weed from a Russian. I remember when I used to rhyme for next to nothing. I got so much to offer every time I tell you something. I'm about to drop it. You can never stop it. Let me quickly chop it. Steal a lot of niggas out of lies to fall proper. The rhyme and new gossip. Hold your head and shoulders. Yo, I roll with eagle holders. Dealing with the facts, I hold the science in the folders. That you know how to knock you from concussions into comas. Test shit, I'll pull your vibe from out your press kit. Mess with shit like this after God bless it.
The whole world looking at me. Watching it, waking
I feel
see.
So supreme.
If I fulfill my destiny.
I feel so
good.
Looking
at me.
We got to keep it alive. We got to keep it alive.
Yeah.
I'm about to cause chaos to evil. us in your rhymes. Switch to witchcraft, my chemistry with your seance.
Stop the bullshit.
Living in the zone of my renaissance. My squad stays forming like the Muslims down at the Mars. Split the fucking frame like we raise a split in cigars. I be working wonders. My squad forming numbers.
Hey, Christopher Columbus.
Discover how your speed knots swell up like cucumbers. My name be rolling thunder. My degrees multiply the heat more than summer. My flow's got so much rhythm, substitute the drummer.
Yo, fuck that.
Focusing about the front runner. Who you think you is? You better stay protected. Walking out the door, making sure you rock the double breasted. Fucking with them devils, watch your soul get recollected. Motherfucking shame when you die. Disrespected. Every bitch nigga in the world should be arrested. Beat with many stripes until they train a thought is redirected. The wrong has been corrected. God has been elected. Squad has come to rule this with the jewel is manifested. Extreme, my thought process, so on every record. Blow the spot to pieces, bounce without a clue right through the exit.
The whole world looking at me.